GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today, we're parsing through the noise to get you the insights you need. Let's dive into the numbers, starting with the earnings projections for crypto data engineers. By 2026, if you're eyeing a career as a crypto data engineer, you could be looking at a salary ranging between $120,000 and $250,000, contingent on your experience and which protocol you hitch your wagon to. It's a solid range, and it reflects the increasing demand for specialized skills in blockchain data management. A crypto data engineer isn't just a title you slap onto your LinkedIn profile. It's a role that actually requires you to design, construct, and maintain scalable data architectures. You're ingesting and processing sizable volumes of on-chain and off-chain data, essential for applications like DeFi. This isn't your standard back-end gig. You're navigating the wild west of blockchain data, and it's a skill set only a handful can genuinely claim mastery over. Now on to the geopolitical soap opera of the day coming out of Iran. It turns out Iran's largest crypto exchange, Nobitex, was a facade run by none other than the Supreme Leader's inner circle. The revelation came after the U.S. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, sanctioned Nobitex, which was masquerading under the alias Agamir. In reality, it was founded by the Karazi family, deeply entrenched in Iranian theocratic power since 1979. It's not exactly shocking that people in power might have fingers in the crypto pie, but using a fake surname? Come on, that's some B-movie-level subterfuge. The sanctioned exchanges, Nobitex, Wallex, Bitpin, and RamseyNex, collectively handled a whopping $11.4 billion in volume last year with 11 million users. It's a cautionary tale of why transparency is critical in crypto, especially when regimes are seeking to skirt sanctions. Speaking of transparency, let's shift gears to Coinbase, which just pulled a significant move in the DeFi space. Coinbase Ventures didn't just dip a toe in, it cannonballed into the pool by purchasing ENA tokens directly on the open market. It marks a shift from their usual strategy of investing through discounted private rounds. Now, they're the primary custodian, wallet provider, and perpetual futures venue for Athena's assets, which total over $5 billion. Athena's USD, a synthetic dollar, is set to benefit from this arrangement, leveraging delta hedging on Bitcoin and Ethereum positions to generate yield. And with Coinbase pointing this financial howitzer at their 100 million users, DeFi might finally get that mainstream push it's been gasping for. So, what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? The increasing salary projections for crypto data engineers indicate a demand for highly specialized skills, suggesting a solid career path if you're willing to dive deep into blockchain data architecture. The Iran saga serves as a stark reminder for founders and developers to prioritize transparency and compliance. The world is watching, and the consequences can be severe. Lastly, Coinbase's bold move into DeFi could signal more traditional financial structures embracing decentralized finance, creating new opportunities for developers to build infrastructure or integrate with existing systems. As always, keep your code clean and your contracts audited. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.